Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. In the wake of emancipation and immediately following the conclusion of the apprenticeship period in Barbados, the land-owning class found itself grappling to cope with the realities of a society in transition. In fact, a sharply worded letter that was published in the Barbadian on this day, April 13, 1839, stirred fresh debate about the island's post-emancipation labor system and the broader state of social and moral affairs. Penned by a concerned citizen under the pseudonym Z, the lengthy correspondence, which was dated April the 11th, criticized the existing labor structure as unsustainable and warned of its potentially disastrous consequences for the future of Barbadian society. The writer argued that the optimism which initially accompanied emancipation had given way to widespread disorder, stemming from what he called a misguided and ill-conceived system of governance. According to Z, the arrangement failed both the planter class and the emancipated population by offering freedom without responsibility, independence without guidance, and wages without the moral framework necessary to foster industrious citizens. The letter outlined several concerns. Chief among them was the claim that formerly enslaved laborers received generous benefits, such as rent-free housing, access to land, free medical care and minimal supervision, without contributing a corresponding level of effort. The writer insisted that such comforts had removed the stimulus of necessity that motivated the poor elsewhere in the world and left Barbadian laborers idle, self-indulgent, and resistant to discipline. Z also criticized the high wages and incentives that were offered to tradesmen and suggested these had inflated self-importance among workers and disrupted what he considered the natural balance of labor supply and demand. The writer extended his critique beyond economics to decry what he saw as a decline in public morality and religious observance. He pointed to the inadequate reach of the church and the inability of parish priests to serve the spiritual needs of the growing population. In his view, the lack of religious guidance had left many without a moral compass or a sense of personal responsibility. To address these perceived problems, Z proposed several reforms, including the introduction of laws to manage vagrancy and property rights, the creation of independent villages to house working families, an overhaul of the allotment system that he claimed encouraged absenteeism, and greater investment in pastoral care and moral education. Historians have noted that in the aftermath of emancipation, the shifting social landscape of Barbados posed profound concerns and challenges to the established hierarchy, a reality that was reflected in a letter to the editor, which was signed by an anonymous writer and published in the Barbadian on this day, April 13, 1839.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.